This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nutt, your host in this final hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show, the fourth hour, on this Wednesday, March 16th, 2016, the day after probably the second biggest day of the primary season. And that was, of course, the beginning of the winner-take-all elections. We had five states and one territory yesterday. They're still sorting out the delegates in Illinois and Missouri, but we're going to take a look at the metrics and what that tells us. But we're also going to take a look at what the establishment is telling us. The establishment is telling us they don't care what the metrics say. They don't care who you voted for. They don't care who has a plurality. They've got a line they've drawn in the sand. They have some rules. They're going to go to this convention. The final four that we had are now the final three, but there's still only one candidate who has a winning record. Donald Trump has won 64% of the states. Ted Cruz has won 24%. You have John Kasich, who has won a single state. And, of course, if you're watching the news, you think that somehow he's a contender. He's not a contender. Let me tell you something. John Kasich is trying to make a case for how he's going to have a path to the nomination. And he talks about the big states that he thinks he's going to win in the future. The first one he talks about is Pennsylvania. Here's the dirty truth about John Kasich. Pennsylvania is on his critical path, he says, to having a rigged convention. You know, using the arcane rules of the GOP, using new rules with the GOP convention to try to win. But the reality is John Kasich couldn't even bother or wasn't competent enough to get the paperwork in time into Pennsylvania to legitimately get on the ballot. But, of course, for John Kasich, as part of the GOP establishment, this old-time establishment man who only just recently has become Mr. Rogers, you understand, he was never Mr. Nice Guy. He was always the whip, the guy that knocked heads around. Even when he became governor, he was threatening people. Okay, but now he's Mr. Rogers, okay? But he's going to change the rules if he gets a chance. And he's going to get himself on the ballot, even though he missed the deadline. That's what we're looking at now. We're going to look at what John Boehner said. We're going to look at what another delegate has said. We're going to go back and look again at what the RNC chair, Reince Priebus, has said in the past. Folks, the wheels are coming off the globalist oligarch party. And we should help them in that. There's going to be a revolution one way or the other. And we're going to talk about what's going to happen with this. Win or lose, Donald Trump has begun a revolution. I think that's a very healthy thing. And we're going to look at history. We're going to look at the future as well with this. I want to also take a look at this new Supreme Court nominee. And when they said that he was with the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals, that immediately rung a bell with me. I said, oh, that's the Circuit Court of Appeals that is going to be hearing these edicts coming out of Obama and his EPA, trying to shut down the coal and oil industry. It's part of the climate change agenda that they have, and they're trying to enact it by fiat, by executive order, by bureaucratic legislation. Remember that we said when Scalia suddenly died that the most important thing that was immediately coming up was this very case that is going to be coming before the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. It was expected that the Supreme Court was going to overturn a favorable decision, favorable to EPA, favorable to Obama, favorable to the climate change agenda to shut down our fuels. They expected that to be shut down 5-4. With Scalia dying, they said it's probably going to be a 4-4 decision, and the lower court decision will stand. So the EPA regulations will likely move forward. Now, isn't it interesting that this guy, who is at the crux of this power to push the climate change agenda, is now being offered as a Supreme Court appointee, perhaps as a perk, once he enacts Obama's climate change agenda. We're also going to talk about the fact that his path to power has come through Chicago and through heading up the investigation of the Oklahoma City bombing, just like Eric Holder. You want to get a powerful position in the administration? You cover up the Oklahoma City bombing. You make sure nobody sees what's going on there. And then you pass the climate change agreement for them when Scalia drops dead at a remote ranch. How's that? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Sharon Hunt. Before using Heart and Body Extract, my energy level was very, very low. I could only walk a few feet and then would have to sit down. I was tired and lethargic. But after taking Heart and Body Extract, my energy level has improved greatly, and I can now walk longer distances without getting tired so fast. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption, it's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nutt on this Wednesday, March 16th, 2016, day after a very significant day in the primary process. And, of course, Donald Trump won a great deal of delegates yesterday. We had Marco Rubio drop out. That was foreseen. But, of course, the establishment is not taking this lying down. And we're going to take a look at what they're doing now. The wheels, as I said in the last segment, are really coming off the establishment. And they are pulling off the mask. And they're making it very clear to us that they really don't care about the election process. We played that clip before, and we're going to play it again today, of Reince Priebus, the Republican National Committee chair, telling an amazed CNN reporter, Allison Camerato, is that, no, you don't understand. This isn't an election. They're trying to join us. Okay, they're going to join us as our nominee, okay? We talked about that, and I was like, that's really creepy. Okay, well, if there was ever any doubt about our interpretation of that, now John Boehner has made it clear. We've had another GOP delegate make it clear. You can see this at the top of the Drudge Report. Absolutely amazing what they are saying. They're not only desperate, but they are blatant in showing people that this has always been a selection process. They've always been able to control it in the past. And that's why I would say that the way I look at Donald Trump is he's really our illegal alien in the GOP. He's our illegal alien in the GOP. And when I say that, what I mean is that you have to understand that the open border is not fundamentally about wages or many other issues. It's fundamentally about bringing in a different culture, trying to balkanize a system, trying to destroy the nation states that we have here in the West, nation states in Europe, that can stand in the way of the globalist agenda. And so what Donald Trump has done is he is now the key weapon against this globalist agenda. And that's why I support him. I'm going to take some more of the calls that are still hanging on here. I know some of you have been hanging on for a very long time to talk to Alex. I'm going to take those calls. You can tell me why you don't support Trump. I'm first going to tell you why I do, because I've had people, had somebody last night send me a tweet, say, you know, you're a sellout. You support Trump. Well, I haven't sold out. And we need to start understanding what's really involved here. So I want to talk about that. Before I do, I think it's key also that there's not going to be a – this next debate has been canceled. And, of course, after Trump canceled, Kasich backed out. Kasich said he would only join the debate with the participation of Trump, you know, because he and Cruz and Fox News don't really disagree on anything. You know, they're all part of the establishment. They don't really have anything to talk about, I guess. And I had sent out some tweets last night directing them at Donald Trump. Of course, I didn't have anything to do with that decision. Somebody tweeted back to me and said, well, he's already said he's going to go to AIPAC on the same day, so it looks like he's not going to be doing that. It's like, good. I think that's great. But I sent out a tweet. I said, you know, if a tree falls in the forest and nobody hears it, did it make any sound? If Fox News has a debate without Donald Trump and nobody watches it, does it matter? Did anybody hear it? Would anybody watch it? Of course they wouldn't. Nobody is going to watch a debate between Kasich and Cruz. Who cares? Who cares? These guys are so incredibly irrelevant. Now, as I point out, and this is Fox making this, this is Fox 13, GOP presidential debate in Salt Lake City is canceled. And the very last phrase, the very last sentence on the article says, Ted Cruz would have been the only candidate on stage. Well, they could have still had a debate. You know, Ted Cruz could have debated himself on the trade treaties. He could have debated himself on whether or not Snowden is a traitor or not. He could have debated himself on whether or not we should audit the Fed, you know. Ted Cruz has taken so many different positions on so many different issues. He is really the John Kerry of the GOP. And I got to say that, you know, I disagree with Joel Skousen when he was on talking to Alex. I'm not a fan of Ted Cruz. And if Donald Trump were to pick Ted Cruz, then that would be a bridge too far for me. I would have to say that of all the disingenuous people, and I, you know, everything about this guy, his you know, stabbing Ben Carson in the back and the other things that he's done is he's proclaiming his piety everywhere. He is a stench to me. I know that we had a caller who called in and said, you know, Alex, I make my decisions based on moral calculations, and I'm not happy with the life of Donald Trump, so I won't vote for him. I understand that. I understand that. You know, he made that, not only that, but there's other issues as well. There's eminent domain. There's crony capitalism that he's been a part of. There's his authoritarian position on surveillance, on torture, on so many different other issues. When I look at this, I say, yeah, that's right. I disagree with him. But you know what? I disagree with everybody else on those issues as well. I don't see a candidate out there that is saying that we should stop eminent domain. I see a Ted Cruz out there saying that we should allow a foreign Canadian corporation to take the property of people for the Keystone Pipeline. Okay? It's like eminent domain to the multinational corporate level. Okay? That's Ted Cruz for you. And so, you know, I don't, I see all of these guys supporting crony capitalism. I see them all trashing the Constitution. Let me tell you something. If you support the war on drugs, you're trashing the Constitution. Are there any of these candidates who've spoken out against the war on drugs? And Bernie flirted with legalization of pot and that sort of thing, okay? But I'm talking about the principle that the government can tell you what you can take and what you can't. I mean, that is absolute tyranny. Is it any surprise to us that the government thinks that it can force us to take vaccines? If it can tell you you can't take a medicine, and I'm talking about prescription drugs, too, because we got the FDA, it's not just the DEA. If they can tell you which drugs you can take when you're sick and which you can't, even when you are a terminally ill patient, they won't allow you to make that decision for yourself, for your children. Then, of course, they're not going to let you make the decision about a vaccine that they're going to force you to take because you don't own yourself. You're a slave. You're their property. You're their cattle. You're their chattel. So that's one aspect of it. Of course, the other part of it is that we have a constitutional amendment, and I've mentioned this many times. One day, I'm going to do a show, and I'm going to make the whole hour about this one thing, because I've mentioned many times that we have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, but we don't have a constitutional amendment to allow them to prohibit anything. Marijuana, heroin, cocaine, the latest cancer drug, there's no constitutional amendment that gives them authority to do that. Why did we need a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol? Everybody agreed on that, both parties, the entire nation, because they read the Constitution in those days and they cared about it. Why did we need a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, but we don't need a constitutional amendment to prohibit the rest of this stuff? Or to force you to buy health insurance, because that's where this all ends up. Or to force you to take an injection. Okay? So, one day we're going to have a show here, and I'm going to ask people, just like we're going to take some of these calls about Donald Trump, I'm going to ask you to give me your opinion on this, because I bring this up all the time, and what I hear is crickets. Crickets. Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Nobody says, hey, David, you're full of beans. You don't understand the Constitution. We don't need a constitutional amendment to prohibit marijuana. We needed one for alcohol, sure, but we don't need one for alcohol marijuana. Nobody says I'm wrong on the issue. Nobody wants to argue it with me. They just don't care. They just don't care. That's what I can't stand. I can't stand the apathy about the rule of law, about our individual liberty. That's what I can't stand about the war on drugs. I don't take the stuff. I would like to have the option if I get sick to use it medicinally. But I don't take pot. I don't oppose the war on drugs because of that. I oppose it because of the profit prisons where we've locked up the greatest proportion of people we've ever had in this in the world, in our country. And, you know, when we allow them to start the U.N. war on drugs, understand that, too, folks. I mentioned that, too. Nobody else ever calls me about that, either. You realize, because I didn't realize this one for a long time, the U.N. created the four schedules of drugs and even put the drugs in the schedules for us. And then 10 years later, Richard Nixon enacted it and said, oh, it's my war on drugs. No, it's not. It's the U.N.'s war on drugs. It's a U.N. agenda. They created it in 1961. He called it the war on drugs and made it an agenda in 1971. So why is it that conservatives are so hardcore on supporting a U.N. agenda that destroys our property rights with civil asset forfeiture? Why is that? I don't understand. I'm getting off on that. It's one of my hobby horses. Sorry about that, folks. I want to talk about the election. I want to talk about Donald Trump. I want to take your phone calls here. I said Trump is our illegal alien in the GOP establishment. Let me explain that to you. I'm going to begin this and we'll continue it on in the next segment. You know, in our lifetime, we've seen the debates, the political debates, focused on things like that are really issues without a difference. They're a distinction between the parties, but they're really not a difference. Things like, you know, how should we be taxed and how much should we be taxed? Who's going to get the tax money and how much tax money are they going to get? Who are we going to start the next war with? Okay, those are the types of things that are typically fought back and forth in the primary debates and in the main general election debates, okay? Then we also have the more divisive issues that really get us fighting against each other and get people to turn up at the polls. You know, stuff like issues like abortion, marriage, racism, feminism, okay? Those are the things that make us mad. That gets us to turn out. Do they ever talk about individual liberty? No. The only issue about individual liberty that they ever talk about is the Second Amendment, okay? That's the only time it is even brought up. And the rest of the Bill of Rights, the rest of the Constitution is a dead letter. It's never debated by the Democrats, by the GOP. So, you know, I kind of had an epiphany as I'm looking at Donald Trump, and I disagree with him on so many of these issues. And, of course, Rand Paul was still there, and it's like, okay, well, I disagree with him on all these issues on eminent domain, crony capitalism, the authoritarian positions that he's taken on these things. But at least he's coming at me and telling me what he believes. He's not a Ted Cruz who's going to stab you in the back. Ted Cruz is going to scream about the neocons, as National Review said. He uses it as a dog whistle while he puts these neocons as his closest advisors and thinks you're not going to notice it. He's still screaming about the neocons. He's a warmonger himself. He thinks you don't notice it. He's a banker family himself. Goldman Sachs, CFR, the North American Union. He's our North American Union candidate. So at least we have somebody coming at us. I'm going to break this down a little bit more when we come back. Stay with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save.
Secret 12, InfoWars Life's vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and cannot be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people until we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host this hour. We're going to be going to our callers. Hang on. Vincent in Vermont, David in Arizona, Frank in Maryland. I am going to, these are people who wanted to call and say why they did not like Trump or to take Alex or me to task for supporting Trump. I'm going to go to you guys. I want to briefly state why I have changed my position on Trump and try to get people to understand really what is at stake here. Before we do, and it's interesting, one of the callers that was on the last hour was absolutely livid with Alex because he supported Donald Trump and because he had not asked him a question about buildings, Building 7. And I don't know. I guess the guy's a longtime listener. I'm sure that as wound up and as angry as he was, it was probably because he is waiting so long. And I'm sorry you guys have waited a long time. You're going to wait a little bit longer, but I promise I'll get you on. Even with that, even as upset as he was, he said, yeah, I use your products. They're all really good. You know, they've really changed my life. And, you know, that really is true. We do have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock. I just want to let you know because it not only changes your life, but it also, these products doing things to help your health. It also supports our operation. That's how we fund our operation. I want to read you some of the reviews that we have on our website. You can go there. You can see what people say about how the products have affected them, not just the caller who was angry with Alex about Donald Trump. This is Rocky from New York. He said, X2 is great. I started to feel a difference after about 2 days. I felt more focused, clear-minded. It was like I was in the zone. It really does work. It is a must-buy. Here's another one from Sig in Branson, Missouri. He says, my hair started thinning in my late 40s. Now my hair is thickening and is more healthy. I feel better overall. Notice I am dragging if I forget to take it. This is the best of all similar products on the market. Do not waste your money on others. Again, you can go look at the reviews we have on InfoWarsLife.com. Listen to the callers who are even angry with us and like our products. And you can find that at InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield, Nascent Iodine, Survival Shield X2 is now back in stock. Now, real briefly, because I want to get to these callers, I want to continue with what I was saying, and that is the fact that we've had these debates where we've been offered issues that are distinctions but not differences, really, on some of the core things like, you know, war and money. They don't really offer us a distinction, a difference. Then they have their divisive issues, okay, abortion, marriage, racism, feminism. Then they have one issue regarding our liberty, and that, of course, is the Second Amendment. And so that's something that we can get excited about, that we can fight for. But they never discuss the rest of the Bill of Rights, okay? Think about the last presidential election. That was really, whether you realize it or not, that election, forget all the rest of the stuff that was talked about, that election was to set up the government control of health care. If you couldn't see it then, you got to be able to see it now. You know that Mitt Romney, with Ted Kennedy, had enacted Obamacare in Massachusetts. It's exactly the same thing. People were saying it during the election. A lot of people weren't listening because they were so charged up about some of these other issues, abortion, marriage, racism, feminism. They thought it was going to make a difference. And let me tell you something. This is one of the reasons why a lot of evangelicals are voting for Donald Trump, because they have, since the 1980s and Ronald Reagan, for 35 years, they've been thinking if they get the right guy in at presidency level, that it's going to make a difference on their social issues. And it hasn't, has it? It hasn't. It's not an effective strategy. You need to change hearts, Christians, using the power of the gospel in Jesus Christ, and not by condemning homosexuals to death, not by getting up and screaming about that and then introducing Ted Cruz, okay? That's the video. We're going to talk about that at some point. But, you know, that's not the way you change hearts and minds. And you can't do it yourself, really. Okay, it's going to take God, it's going to take the power of Christ. And you can put on all, you can, you know, put on all this white paint and everything, you know, whitewashed sepulchers, okay? Painted tombs, that's what Jesus said. You can take the tomb with the death inside and you can put all this ornamentation on it, okay? But you're putting lipstick on a pig. But it's worse than that. It's just putting white paint on a tomb of death, okay? So it isn't working. What you're doing isn't working, social conservatives. The things that you're so passionate about isn't working. The last presidential election, whether you realize it or not, the rest of the stuff was a distraction. You know, you get Republicans in, Democrats in, Planned Parenthood moves on, okay? The Bushes that you guys supported all the time, you didn't realize, did you, that every generation of Bushes has been intricately linked with Planned Parenthood. Founders, financiers of Planned Parenthood, okay? Never bothered to do your research, did you? Okay? Now, it hasn't worked. You've been fooled. And the last election was about government control of health care. We would have gotten it whoever got in there. Many people say, oh, you know, we got Obamacare because Romney didn't win. No, the fix was in. The fix was in. The midterm elections that we had the last time, you thought they were about open borders, didn't you? You thought that you elected the GOP to fix the open borders. That's what they ran on. They said, well, we're going to undo Obamacare. We're only going to undo the open borders. No, they didn't, because they're part of the establishment. Both parties, elites, want the same thing. That's what you have to understand. When we come back, we're going to break it down.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Answers, well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Yeah, everything there is a season turning, and we are in a season of turning right now. We may be coming into the fourth turning. that's a book. We'll talk about that some other time. I've mentioned that book before. If you don't know about what I'm talking about, and of course we had a caller at the end of the last hour talking to Alex about 1984 that he had just read. Yeah, the clock is striking 13 right now, folks. Things are not right in this country, and we are at a crossroads to make a big decision, and we have an opportunity right now. As I said before, Trump is our illegal alien inside the GOP establishment. I'm going to break down what I mean by that right now. As I mentioned before, in the last presidential election, We didn't really have a choice. We had, you know, we get a choice of persons, you know. Do you like this guy Obama or do you like this guy Mitt Romney? You know, Mitt Romney's this old fighting whitey kind of persona, you know, and Barack Obama's this young, hip, black guy. Okay, that's one of the choices that we could choose. Then they could get you fired up on some of these cultural issues. But the reality is that presidential election was about Obamacare. It was about government control of health care. And it would have come to us as Obamacare. It would have come to us as RomneyCare. RomneyCare had already been done by Mitt Romney in Massachusetts with the mandate, with all the rest of the stuff. And in the last election, the midterm election, people said, we don't like Obamacare. We don't like the mandates. We don't like the open borders. We're going to elect the GOP. The GOP said, we're going to fix it. We're going to fix it. The GOP won. Nothing happened, okay? See, you didn't get Obamacare because Obama won. You were going to get that one way or the other. And you thought that when you elected the GOP people, they were going to do something about what they'd been talking about. But you don't understand. That was never an option. Did you ever see any plan about what they were going to do in place of Obamacare, how they were going to shut it down, or what they were going to replace it with, or how they were going to modify it? No, you never saw the plan because they never planned on doing anything. You understand that? You understand that? There was no plan because they never had any intention of changing Obamacare. Now, I thought it was interesting in the next to the last debate, the last debate that I watched, the one that where it was Donald Trump debating Fox News and the other three candidates, where they had their PowerPoint presentations and everything to come after Donald Trump. And yet they never talked about his new health care initiative, even though he had just, you know, he'd put it out that week, a couple of days earlier. I mean, they could have picked that apart, couldn't they? Well, they didn't. And the reason they didn't was because he has a plan to get rid of Obamacare. It's a 7-point plan, and it is a free market plan. And there wasn't anything that they could find wrong with it, folks. I've looked at it. It's a great plan. You should take a look at it. It's a free market solution. It makes things better, okay? It replaces the mandate with a choice. It gives you the information to make choices, okay, by opening up transparency about what it costs at different doctors, at different hospitals. It gives you the flexibility and the competition of a marketplace by saying that insurance companies can compete across state lines. They want to tell you that we have to have free trade for globalist purposes, okay? That we have to have free trade with China. We've got to have free trade with Mexico. We've got to send our jobs and factories abroad. But we can't have free trade within the United States when it comes to insurance policies. There can't be any competition. Do you understand what's going on? Do you understand how they're rigging this game for their multinational corporations, for the guys that they work for in Washington? And so Donald Trump, when he's talking about it, says, we're going to allow them to compete across state lines. Of course, little Marco Rubio is sitting there constantly talking over him, saying, you keep repeating state lines, you keep repeating state lines, because he kept interrupting him, wouldn't let him even talk about that one aspect. And, of course, Fox News didn't want to ask any questions about it because it's a free market solution. It would have health savings accounts. It would give you incentives to save money, because if you would save the money, then that would be money that you would keep in your health savings account and could eventually pass on to your children or something. It gives you an incentive to save. It gives you the tools to save information. It creates a competitive marketplace. It takes away the mandate and replaces it with a choice. But they don't want to talk about that because the GOP doesn't want to get rid of Obamacare. They never had a plan. And they don't want to talk about the plan when somebody comes up with a free market plan. They never planned on changing it. Understand that. That's what that election was not about. You thought it was about that, and you're angry because they didn't do anything. It was never about that. You need to understand what this election is about. It's about open borders. That's not principally about cheap labor, okay? It's really about balkanizing the nations and destroying the cultures and the nations that can oppose the globalists who are trying to enact their agenda. You understand that? The nations, America and the West, need to be taken down. Their cultures, their nations need to be destroyed. You need to balkanize them. Bring in people who aren't going to assimilate, or bring them in quickly enough so that they won't assimilate. Okay, you bring in the Muslims, they're not going to assimilate. They're going to self-balkanize. They're going to isolate themselves in little ghettos. They're not going to get involved with the culture at large. Then they're going to get angry because they're poor inside of a rich nation, and there's going to be a fight. That's the purpose. Okay? And if you bring enough people in from a country that doesn't speak your language, has a different culture, and you bring them in sufficiently large numbers, they will self-ghettoize as well. Now, they will engage to a larger degree with the culture, but it's about destroying the cultures, about destroying the nations. Then you want to make sure that you migrate production to countries with cheap labor. That's what they call free trade. That's not free trade, folks. That is managed trade. It's a managed economy. And I've got an article here about Ted Cruz, who last June was going on radio shows pushing back against Senator Sessions. Senator Sessions, the only senator who took the time to look at the TPP part, this trade treaty, okay, this abomination. He took the time to read through this thing, created a, not a PowerPoint presentation, because he didn't do it on a computer screen, but he basically had a presentation with charts and all this kind of stuff. He stood up before the Senate, gave his presentation, and of course Ted Cruz comes out and goes, nah, it's not a living document. It's not going to destroy our sovereignty. He likes the TPP, but he doesn't say why, okay? We got Senator Sessions explaining why. He read it. He says, this is what it says, and this is what it will do. And then Ted Cruz, as is so typical of Ted Cruz, comes in and says, nah, it's not going to do that. I've looked at it. I know better. I don't have to give you an explanation. See, whenever it is something that is convenient for Ted Cruz's personal ambition, he just makes a pronouncement like he does with Natural Born Citizen. Oh, I'm a constitutional lawyer. I've argued before the Supreme Court. I've looked at this. I'm qualified. Shut up and sit down. He's not going to tell you why he's qualified as a natural-born citizen. So he does the same thing with the globalist agenda. All right, now, if you don't understand that this is about open borders to destroy the countries that can oppose the globalists, if you don't understand that this is about migrating production to cheap labor countries, but more importantly, to manage the economies of these same countries so they can destroy them, and then in a positive way, the climate change treaties will fund this global government. They will give it a mission. They will give it a reason for existence. We need to have a world government because we've got world climate change. And we need to have a global carbon tax. If you don't understand those three things, you don't understand what this election is about. And let me tell you something. The only candidate, and this reason why they're fighting him tooth and nail, the only candidate who opposes that is Donald Trump. He's the only candidate who has been authentic on this issue. He has opposed that for 35 years. He has opposed the economic globalism for 35 years. He's authentic on that issue. So if you don't understand that, then you're going to lose your country. You're going to lose the West. And then the only way you're going to get back the Constitution at some point in the future is with a violent revolution against a global world government that has all of the tools that Eisenhower warned us about, all the artificial intelligence, the autonomous killing robots, nuclear bombs, you name it. You're going to fight a war against that institution if you lose this political battle. And so that's why I say Donald Trump is our illegal alien in the GOP establishment. He is there to do to their political establishment what they are trying to do with the open borders, with the trade treaties to us. Okay? Now, this political situation that's coming up, this political war that has already begun, and again, let's play that clip of Reince Priebus. Okay? We've played this clip before. Let's play it one more time.
Let's keep in mind, you asked the question in a way that I think is a little bit, these folks are competing to join us. I mean, that's what's happening, right? So they're competing to join the Republican Party as our nominee, depending on what the delegates decide to do or who wins the requisite amount of delegates.
Well, sort of.
Whoever
joins.
That's what they're doing, though. They're competing to be the nominee of the Republican Party.
Yes,
that's
but they're competing to become the president of the
You don't
United
understand.
States.
They're trying
and
to
so
join us.
But
she thinks there's an election.
To vote for them.
Okay.
I mean, my point is this,
no.
Russ.
Let's stop that, because they keep on going. This goes on a long time. And he's because, no. You're not listening to me, Priebus says. And he's the chair of the RNC. You're not listening to me. She says, but there's an election going on. No. You don't understand. They're trying to join us. Now they're being a lot more open about this. Here's this article today. We choose the nominee, not the voters, says a senior GOP official. This is somebody who was interviewed on CNBC today. He says, and this person is Curly Hagelin, an unbound GOP delegate from North Dakota. He goes on CNBC's Squawk Box, and he says, the media has created the perception that voters choose the nominee. See? That's what Allison Camerato, CNN, is confused. But no, well, wait a minute. We're having an election, and voters are choosing a nominee, right? No, 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 says Priebus. And this guy, who was an unbound GOP delegate, goes, no, 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 no. The media's created that perception that voters are choosing a nominee. No. That's the conflict here. You people in the media are lying to the public, and you've been doing it a long time. You've been telling them there's this thing called an election. No, it is a selection. It is a coronation that's going on. Okay? And then he even goes on. He questions why we even hold primaries and caucuses. Yeah, they're useless because we're the ones who are deciding. They're trying to join us. Okay? Hoglund is one of 112 Republican delegates who are not required to cast their support for any one candidate because their states and territories don't hold primaries or caucuses. And he goes on and says this. He says, oh, at the convention, we could introduce Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney, or it could be other candidates that have already been in the race and are now out of the race, like Huckabee or Santorum. All those people could eventually become a candidate on the floor. And people will say, and that's not the same guy. That's another unbound delegate from North Dakota. Because, see, they all think like this. You know, it's not just Reince Priebus, the chair. It's not just one delegate or two delegates. They all think that way. They don't really care what you think. And it doesn't matter. Rule 40 doesn't matter. Remember, they enacted Rule 40 so they could keep Ron Paul from being nominated, so they could keep Ron Paul from making a speech. It was very important that Ron Paul not be allowed to speak at the last GOP presidential nominating convention. So they passed a special rule to shut him up. That's the way they operate. We saw the thieving actions of Mitt Romney and his staff rigging the elections, and state after state, anybody that was paying attention, I got very angry. And I got very angry, quite frankly, that Ron Paul wouldn't stand up and call him out on it. Now, I'm telling you, Donald Trump will call him out on it. And his supporters will call him out on it because we had it. We had it with these guys. And he goes on to say, the rules are still designed to have a political party to choose its nominee at a convention. That's just the way it is. I can't help it. Don't hate me because I like the rule. I love the rules. Okay, no. He writes the rules. They wrote Rule 40 just before the convention, and it said you had to win 8 states in order to be nominated. Now, we only 2 people have won 8 states. Cruz has won just barely 8 states at this point. Donald Trump has won way more than that. Donald Trump has a win-loss record of 21 wins and 12 losses. Ted Cruz has 8 wins, 25 losses. And then we have the great hope of the establishment, John Kasich, who's had 1 win and 32 losses, okay? He's won 3%, okay? Ted Cruz has won 24%. Donald Trump has won 64% of the states that are out there. Now, what do they need in terms of remaining delegates? Well, Trump needs to win 54% of the remaining delegates. Cruz needs to win 76% of the remaining delegates. That's getting kind of not possible, isn't it? And Kasich needs to win 99%, okay? And it's going to change a little bit because they haven't allocated the delegates from Illinois and Missouri. And, of course, it's going to change to Trump's advantage because he's going to win more of the delegates in those 2 states because he won them. Now, there are 21 states that are remaining. 11 of them are winner-take-all. That means that 52% of the states remaining are winner-take-all. So all this stuff about your proportional delegates, all this stuff about doing this stuff at convention and everything, okay, that may or may not happen. But I just want you to understand the arrogance of these people who think that you don't count, that the elections don't count. This is the way it's been for a long time. This is why we've said elections are totally rigged. And the person who has been able to climb over the fence to sneak into their country is Donald Trump, our illegal alien in the GOP. Good for him. Good for him. He's breaking this up. And the GOP is going to be either, there's going to be either a hostile takeover of it, or it is going to crash and burn, and we're going to create a new party. Now, John Boehner, they floated Paul Ryan. These other guys are floating Paul Ryan. They're talking about Paul Ryan. And John Boehner floats his name. He says, if we don't have a nominee who can win on the first ballot, this is John Boehner. And, of course, where's John Boehner from? He's from Ohio, okay? And I just, when I saw him making this pronouncement today, I thought, is he just filled with hubris after he just helped to rig the Ohio election for John Kasich? You know, they can make up a 2 or 3% lead of somebody. If it's narrow in an area, they can turn it into a big victory, okay? The reason they haven't been able to do it is because Donald Trump has been getting record turnout. That's the only reason they haven't been able to rig these state elections enough. They've rigged them, believe me, they've rigged them. They've done point shaving. and they've done stuff like I believe they've done in Ohio. I don't have any evidence of that. I'm just going by my gut feeling. I'm going about what I've watched for my entire life, and I'm telling you, with what we saw yesterday, with what we saw in Ohio, and with John Boehner crowing about how they're going to make their own appointment, I'm telling you, he thinks they rigged the election, I think. He says, we don't have a nominee who can win on the first ballot. I'm for none of the above, said Boehner. They all had a chance to win. None of them won, so I'm for none of the above. I'm for Paul Ryan to be our nominee. And, of course, Paul Ryan has come out and said, no, I'm grateful, but I would not accept the nomination. You heard that before, didn't you, when it was all about the Speaker of the House stuff. Now, I've said I'm going to give these guys a chance to weigh in, and I've talked a long time. Let me go right away to Vincent in Vermont. Go ahead, Vincent.
Yeah, hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead. You're on.
All right. I think, personally, Donald Trump's only way of winning is to pull out of the Republican primaries and go all in. Independent, pull in somebody maybe like Jesse Ventura for his VP, and that might sound crazy, but then that gives Donald Trump an opportunity to move himself more to the center, and nobody's going to kill Donald Trump or assassinate him if Jesse Ventura is the vice president. That's for darn sure.
Well, I don't know, you know. Oh, I see what you're saying, because they're afraid of Jesse Ventura as president. Yeah, I don't know. I think it will be. It'll either be a hostile takeover of the GOP, or I think he will run as an independent. But, look, the GOP has ballot access, and I've worked with third parties, and I know how difficult it is to get on the ballot as an independent or as a political party. And that's why it's a lot better to try to take over the GOP than it is to try to go the independent route. I mean, that is a smart way to go, and I'm glad that he's doing it. They absolutely hate that he's there. Thanks for calling. Hang on. We're going to come right back with Vincent closing comments with David in Arizona and with Frank in Maryland. We'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In this final segment, we're going to try to get to these three callers who have held over. Vincent had one more thing he wanted to say. Vincent, make it very quick when we come back. Before we go to them real quickly, I want to let you know that we have Super Male Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. There's a lot of products there, just as you heard the caller who talked to Alex about Building 7, even though he's really upset with Alex about not bringing that topic up with Donald Trump. He said these products have changed his life. Go to our website. Go to InfoWarsLife.com. Look at the reviews there. Look at what other people have said about how these have changed their lives, how they have used them. Again, we have Super Male Vitality back in stock. We've got Survival Shield X2 in stock. And, of course, there's been a lot of news that has come out this last week about the importance of gut health, and iodine plays a big part in that. Again, InfoWarsLife.com. Real quickly, Vincent in Vermont, finish up with a point that you want to make.
All right, I'll just be real quick. I just wanted to confirm for Alex. I was at the Social Security office, and there was a non-English-speaking person there getting his Social Security card with an interpreter. And when he filled out his application, the lady gave him his card, and the interpreter was shocked and was like, "You already got a Social Security card?" And she was like, "Yeah, it was already in the computer. We're just printing it out for him." And I yeah. thought that was
They make it
amazing.
Easy. They make it easy. When Kasich says in his first 100 days he's going to put through amnesty, okay, that's the big dog whistle to everybody. Come on in, you know, get in the country. We'll, you know, we're going to close the doors later, maybe. Who knows? I don't know. Thanks, Vincent. Let's go to David in Arizona. David.
Thank you, David. I misunderstood the nature that you wanted the freedom dissenters calling in. God help us. And I'm a Trump supporter. I believe in him. And if he's real, he's the last chance America's got. You know, I'm 70 years old. It's taken me a long time to get where you and AJ are at. You guys are wise beyond your years.
Well, we're always learning. And, you know, I agree with you. I don't think Donald Trump is perfect. No man is perfect. Okay. He's got flaws in his life, and he disagrees with me on issues. At least he's upfront about it. I have no illusion that somehow he's going to magically change and become libertarian. Okay. But at least we can have an honest discussion about that. And with him being honest and upfront about where he is on these issues, it makes it easier to have that honest discussion with an individual, even if they disagree with you. And so I'm not looking at him for being as being perfect. And I agree with you. You know, I don't know. Have you ever voted before? Or are you a new voter?
No. I voted for John Kennedy.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you've been voting a long time, and you're probably not happy with what you've been getting, are you?
Oh, absolutely not. I was 75th Rangers, sent to Vietnam TDY for 2 years, Special Operations, after I was trained at the Classified School of Americas. I was the only, at the time, the only enlisted man, 19 years old, to go there for a year.
Anyway, wow, you have experienced it on one end of it that I have not experienced it on. That's truly amazing. You've been at the very center of things, the Vietnam and the college. That's amazing.
My innocence started dying in Vietnam. I'm shocked. There's obviously a treasonous agenda to totally destroy America.
Yes,
love this country, and I can't believe the people are supporting. So many people are supporting it. Treason, tyranny, aid and comfort to our enemies. These are capital offenses against America.
I agree with you, David, and I've got to go to the other caller, and I would just sum up and say, you know, because they have been sold the idea that they're going to somehow be safe and prosperous if they give this up. And I hear the music coming in. Real quickly, Frank in Maryland, just got a few seconds. Go ahead. Give us your take. Got 20 seconds.
Yeah, here in Maryland, I'm considering Trump. But the delegates here are going to rob him from Trump. He's in the lead now, and they're going to try to give to Cruz. Anyway, I don't think it's ideal, though, him skipping the debate to get to AIPAC. He's courting them, it sounds like. And not getting
That's something we have to watch. But, of course, he's talked to a Jewish group before and said, hey, you don't support me. You're not thinking this through because you can't own me. Join us tonight for the Nightly News, 7 Central, 8 p.m. Eastern.
Visit GCNLive.com today.